To Silicon Valley now, where semiconductor giant Intel has a new report out on how the company is doing when it comes to hiring women and minorities. The report is mixed, but as NPR's Arthi Shahani reports, it stands as a direct challenge to some other tech giants who haven't disclosed their own data.
Intel set a goal last year. Of all new hires, 40% have to be women or underrepresented minorities, Black, Latino, Native American. They'd never hit that in the past, so for them, it was an ambitious goal. And the company reports today they managed to exceed it, hitting 43.1%.
I have two daughters. They're both technically very bright. I want them to come into a workplace that's a better place than the way the workplace is today.
Intel CEO Brian Krzanich.
To do that, I should be willing to share my data.
Google, Facebook, Apple, Microsoft, these companies that value metrics and numbers so much, they haven't publicly stated any measurable goals when it comes to diversity hiring or retaining employees. Intel is an exception.
We set a goal of having this done by 2020.
Not 2040 or 2060, by 2020, which is right around the corner, Intel says its workforce must be as diverse as the available talent pool. CEO Krzanich challenges his industry. If you're serious about diversity, be engineers about it.
And when you're engineers, you need that data to understand the problem. The data is just that, it's data.
Intel's made headway without any magic pills. The company has red carpet events where female or Black leaders meet with potential hires of their gender or race and offer jobs, not just cocktails or photo ops. Bonuses are now tied to diversity goals. Based on results so far, Krzanich has a bold claim. Intel's ability to hire diversely is proof that the so-called pipeline problem, oh, there's just not enough good candidates out there, is overhyped.
If the pipeline was such a big problem, I would have come back as a failure there.
Though Intel is failing in another respect, retention. The company is losing Black employees at a faster rate than other workers. Neil Green, a vice president at Intel, is part of a Black leadership group at the company, and he offers a reason.
From the folks that I've talked to, I think African Americans get frustrated that they're not progressing faster. They aren't necessarily meeting with and being sponsored by these senior executives.
Frida Kaper-Klein, an investor who funds diversity in tech, says culture is key. Tech companies don't just make new engineers pass a coding test. They have to pass a culture fit test, too. And right there, a huge amount of bias creeps in. Existing teams only want a unicorn.
They are looking for the one in a million person who comes from a different racial, ethnic, cultural, gender background, but in every other respect is identical to the white and Asian men who work there.
Intel is famous for conquering Moore's Law, the huge challenge of packing twice as many transistors into a tiny computer chip every 2 years. Asked which is harder, Moore's Law or diversity goals, Krzanich says with diversity, every human approaches the data with bias.
That's different than physics. When I go solve a physics problem, I can get it down to this thickness isn't right or these voltages are wrong. And those are more measurable and simple.
Another difference, he says, is that Intel has met Moore's Law time and again. Diversity is unfamiliar, which makes it a riskier challenge. Arthi Shahani, NPR News, Silicon Valley.